court loss for Elon Musk. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A court has rejected Elon Musk's request to delay Twitter's lawsuit against him.
As a Delaware judge said, an October trial due to the cloud of uncertainty over Twitter. Twitter is trying to force the billionaire to make good on his April promise to buy the social media company for $44 billion. Twitter wants it to happen quickly because it says the ongoing battle is harming its business. Musk had asked for an expedited trial in September while his team called for waiting until early next year because of the complexity of the case. Musk claims that Twitter had failed to provide adequate information about the number of fake accounts and that it has breached its obligations under the deal.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The Secret Service says it cannot recover deleted text messages sent the day before and the day of the Capitol violence. And now the National Archives wants to know more details about how they were lost.
The Chief Records Officer for the National Archives and Records Administration says the Secret Service and Department of Homeland Security needs to investigate the text messages potentially improperly deleted from January 5th and 6th, 2021. Those texts have been subpoenaed by the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Chief Records Officer Lawrence Brewer says the agency must report a complete description of the records affected and a statement of the exact circumstances surrounding the deletion of messages.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol riot will hold another hearing Thursday night. Select Committee Chair Benny Thompson won't attend. The Mississippi Democrat today announcing he's contracted COVID and experiencing mild symptoms. Thursday's primetime hearings expected to feature at least two former White House aides. A rally on Wall Street as investors show optimism over earnings. The Dow up 752, the S&P gaining 105, the NASDAQ up 353. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A jury in Florida must decide between the death penalty or life in prison for Nicholas Cruz. The man who pleaded guilty to 17 counts of first-degree murder from the 2018 mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Alexander Dworet was grazed by a bullet and told the jury he watched another student die.
I saw a pile of blood, like, forming under him, and I saw his body not spasming, but more like trying to take his, like, final breaths.
The defense is expected to argue that Cruz was a lifelong abuse victim. Cruz, who was 19 at the time of the shooting, had been expelled from the school for behavioral problems. If the jury does not unanimously decide on execution, Cruz will be sentenced to life in prison without parole. A transformer at Hoover Dam caught fire, and video of the vent quickly went viral. That fire was extinguished before outside fire crews arrived this afternoon. The agency in charge of the dam says there were no injuries and no risk to the power grid. Officials say the dam is still generating electricity. A new nap box out of Japan might be the solution for those who need a break at work.
A pair of Japanese companies have unveiled a so-called workplace nap box. The device resembles a water heater, and although it's upright, it can support a person's head, knees, and back so they don't fall over. The pods are designed to encourage healthier office culture in Japan, where reports say upwards of a quarter of employees work more than 80 hours of overtime monthly without extra pay. A price hasn't been listed yet, but people have joked on Twitter that capitalism always wins. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The World Health Organization today announcing that coronavirus cases have tripled across Europe in just the past 6 weeks. That accounts for nearly half of all infections globally. Hospitalization rates have also doubled, although intensive care admissions have remained low. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.